the only one that can knows how to digress from a digression. But Tiger Heat, and trust me on this. We were learning once again about the Arboy Lamais, etc., and a fifth world that we just discovered. Like we're astronomers, spiritual astronomers, and we know that starting from our world, there's the world of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atsilus, and then sort of like when you bang your head on the roof of Atsilus, visually speaking, so you get to the Malbush HaNe'elam, you get to the actual Levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Torah. In other words, that's not just words. That means that the Torah is, as Revelio Weintraub taught us, and I'd like to go further with that, but actually not today, forgive me. But what Revelio Weintraub taught us is that when we're learning Torah, and I just want to add this sentence to it, when we're learning Torah, we are actually engaging in the highest form of creation, which is called Malbush HaNe'elam, the hidden Malbush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Torah, which is also Mechuna Or. The Chazal, in both in the Gemara and in the Zayar, calls Torah a Lashon of Or, Oiraisa, Safik Do Oiraisa, Lachumra, etc., Doraisa. And which tells us that the word Torah is a word for Or. But here's a sentence that I want to add, is that it doesn't mean that every time we learn Torah, we're necessarily grasping the Or Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it does mean grasping, I mean intellectually. But it does mean that we are engaging the Or Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the highest world possible for man. Moshe Rabbeinu, as I keep mentioning, tried to go one step higher. Hareini na es voidcha, hareini na es panecha. And Hashem said, that's as far as you go. That's pretty high. And he was actually able to grasp, whether it was benavur intellectually, is a question of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says in Mar Nevuchim that he grasped it intellectually. He was able to refine his mind so much so that he was able to grasp even, in our words, the Malbush HaNe'elam. And the Ramban says that it couldn't be such a thing. It has to be Benavua. It wasn't the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was the Nevua of Moshe Rabbeinu. Be it as it may, when we talk about Torah, we're not talking about learning about life or learning about Hashem or learning about Tzvekus. We're talking about the holding in our hands the Or, the Oraisa, holding in our hands the Or Elyon. It manifests itself into a Sefer Torah. And we pick up the Sefer Torah, it's Vizayis HaTorah, Asher Asa Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, Al-Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. In that pasuk, you have the whole Hishtalshlus of the Torah. Ephraim Bluth, are you here? So, Ephraim Bluth, there he is. So he asked last night the most important question, perhaps possible, and that is, and therefore what? I mean, so what is the tachlis here? What are we, what, does this help us in any way in our Avodas Hashem, which is obviously the most important question that can be asked. Thank you, Rabbi Ephraim. I don't know if I can explain that fully, but I do want to try to at least to have a little bit of Havana, as to what all this means. So I want to share with you something very special. B'nai Yisachar, the Sacher Tshuva Rebbe, one of the great Rebbes in Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. He was one of the Gedolim of Chassidus, and he was a Gadol in Torah, not just a rabbi, but he was a huge gadol in Torah. So I came across that in his Maimare Chodesh Iyar, he goes by the month. So in Maimare Chodesh Iyar, he has Maimer Gimel on Lag BaOmer. I went through all of the Maimarim on Lag BaOmer, but Maimer Gimel is Maimer Lag BaOmer, Mahu Inyan. And being that we're just a day or two away from Lag BaOmer, and I think we're going to learn still in that place, in that space. So I permit myself to learn this with you a little bit. By the way, if you have a B'nai Yisusser, there he goes, God has a B'nai Yisusser. So if you go to Maimare Chodesh Iyar, Maimer Gimel. And here he says, and I'm just going to highlight this for you because I want to do this in a few minutes. But he says as follows. What are we meant to understand from Lag BaOmer? By the way, Lag BaOmer is a mysterious holiday. I mean, it's not in the Chumash, it's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Rishonim. And yet, it seems to be the biggest celebration in Israel. I mean, where it even seems like for better or for worse, almost like more than the Kosel, you know. Everybody gets together and at Kedei Mesiras Nefesh, you know, fighting with policemen to just be able to get into. So I don't get into the politics of it, the ridiculous politics of it, but you know, the Lag BaOmer. So the Poshet Pshat is that the Arizal, who I believe was the one who was revealed that Lag BaOmer was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit, Hilula the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We don't know when his yahrzeit was, and we don't know when the yahrzeit of Hillel was, or Shammai, or Rabbi Akiva, really. I mean, we don't know any of their yahrzeits. Maybe Rabbi Akiva says someplace in the Medrash. But we don't really know yahrzeits, you know. It's a later development more. So, like, how can we know Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit? Everybody knows his yahrzeit. And then the Mekubalim say not only was his yahrzeit, but it was his birthday also. He was born on Lag BaOmer. But apparently the story was that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Arizal, you know, the Arizal, which is another point, like, we think of him as, you know, an ascetic Kabbalist wearing white robes, walking around in Tzfat, you know, hanging out with the Ramosha Cardavaro and the Alshich and the Beis Yosef, you know, the Chavraya Kadisha. The reality is, if you'll study history, the Arizal had thousands of Talmidim around Eretz Yisrael. He was like one of the big, not one of, he was probably the Gadol HaDor in Eretz Yisrael. I was only like 30 years old. So what we always read about the Gurei HaAri is talking about his very close Chevra, the Talmidim at Ari, and there were yeshivas al pi Ari all over Eretz Yisrael, not just in Sfas. It's important to know. So he was and to my mind in history, very few people accomplished in Jewish history in their 33 years. 33 years, what any human being could accomplish. I mean, it's just amazing. It was impossible for him to write down the Giluyim that he put forth. He had many, many Talmidim writing for him all the time, which is an amazing thing. But he went to visit he lived in Tzfat, and he went to visit Meiron on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site. And there he said he was zocha to many of the oros and siyata d'shmaya that he had. Hence, it became a Jewish tradition, a Sephardi tradition, certainly a Hasidic tradition, to go and to try to get a little bit of that light that the Arizal told us is there. Now that it's over, I could say you got to be careful not to turn that into an Avodah Zarah, because when you see thousands of people dancing around a fire, you know, it's a little weird to me. but I'm not knocking the Minhag Yisrael, but I'm saying that's the essence of the of Lag BaOmer. So he says here, the B'nai Zoschar, I want to tell you what's on my mind. I want to tell you what I've already written. And let's start, and it's good for us to pay clear attention to this. The Mishnah Masechta Avos, famous Mishnah in the second parak of Avos. Chamisha Talmidim Hayu Leila Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Well known that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had tens of thousands of Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. This was, if I'm not mistaken, about 50 or 60 years before the Harbin by his training. Thousands of Talmidim and thousands of anti Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his Talmidim, which the historical world calls the Pharisees. That would be us. Then there was the Sadducees, and then there was smaller groups. Altogether, there's somebody, Matus, my friend Matus Cantor, a historian, so he counted the 126 groups, I think he said, that were in Eretz Yisrael at that time. It was something like the Knesset. A lot of different groups going a lot of different directions, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol Hador. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was also the one who's probably most famously known for saying to Vespasian, the Roman emperor, when he saw that the Chorban was imminent, of Yerushalayim, the Chorban, so he said, Ten liyavne v'chachomeha. And the importance of that statement, the historical statement that he made, was that what he was saying, okay, take the Beis HaMikdash, take Yerushalayim, take Bnei Brak, Tel Aviv, it's yours. Ten liyavne v'chachomeha, just leave us a little place near Ashdod to learn. There was an amazing statement, and obviously a very controversial statement. And ad kedei kach, there were many, as far as I know, three assassination attempts on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He gave away Yerushalayim. Even Rabbi Akiva, sorry for going off on this history, but it's important for us to know. Even Rabbi Akiva, who was 70, 80 years later during the Hadrian decrees, set about, and he was a big pro Eretz Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, Bar Kochba, and all that. They said to him, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Loi Kainamar Rabbeinu Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he quoted a pasuk, Rabbi Akiva quoted a pasuk that it's amazing how such a brilliant man can say such stupid things sometimes. So, quoting Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, even, how a chacham can be motzi pesi. That's how intense this issue is, and still is today. He was probably the first land for peace arrangement that we know of at that time. And it was ad kedei kach that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, before he died, so he had a faraway look, and he was crying, and his Talmidim asked him, and these are something that we're going to learn about right now, like, why are you crying? Rabbi, why are you crying? So he said that, because I see now, when you see your whole world, he said, Shnei drachim lefanai, I see two ways, a road to Gan Eden, and I see a road to Gehenna. And I don't know which road I'm going to go on. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I don't know if I'm going to hell. So how can I not cry? And it's a pella that the Gadol Hador, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we know tzaddikim are happy on the day that they die. Like, how could he be sad? How could he be crying? So the perhaps obvious answer is, I'm sure there's much deeper answers, but I don't know if you need a deep answer. But obviously the most obvious answer is that did I do a good thing or did I do a bad thing? I gave away the Koisel. I gave away the old city. I gave away the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there's Shnei Drachim Lefanai. I don't know what Hashem has to say about this move that I made. Below Efka, how can I not cry? Gedolei Hador had huge responsibility of leadership and decision making. For us, Lizzie Dunn, it's kind of funny because the Gedolei Hador for us was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We're Pharisees. And that's the Masorah of Chazal through the Mishnah, through the Talmud Bavli. That's our Masorah. But our Masorah is also Rabbi Akiva. The Kulam, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, all the Tanoim in the Torah Shabbat Pet, we have is Kulam Rabbi Akiva. So here you have L'chaira, Achleikas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is confuses us all the more. So the Mishnah says, Nachser L'didan, The Mishnah says the Chamisha Talmidim Hayulah, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, had five major Talmidim. And Amar Lahem, and he said to them, let's do an educational exercise. Tzu'u, Ure'u, Ezehu Derech Toiva She'ibak Bo Ha'adam. Ephraim, listen to me, Ephraim, that this was a very, very practical exercise. He didn't have a pilpul shear with him, with his Talmidim, and say, Lomer Klaren, what's the Derech Toiva She'ibak Bo Ha'adam? She yitbak b'ha'adam, yitbak b'ha'adam. No. So, you need to get out of the basementers for a minute. Uru'u, very important words. So, like, you're not going to see it here necessarily. This is a place in Yerushalayim where he was learning at that time. It was a place of academia. And we need to know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I want you to come back. Here's your homework. I want you to go to the streets, walk the streets of Yerushalayim, and I want you to tzu'u or ru'u. We're living in a very, very difficult time, a very, very dangerous time. I want you to come back and report to me. Ezehu derech toiva she'yidbak bo ha'adam. We don't usually find, especially not in Pirkei Avos, a homework assignment by the Gadol HaDor to his Talmidim. The Mashu Miyuchad Mo. Now, the B'nai Soschar says that let's be medayik further. Not just tzu'u ure'u, as I said, but why does he say derech tova? He could say derech nechona. Derech, it says another place in Pirkei Avos, derech yishara. Sheyivar loy ha'adam. What's the derech yishara that a person should choose? Kol shi tiferes paragimel. Kol shi tiferes loy sehav, tiferes loy ben adam. Ezo derech toiva. What is good? Good. It's a word that we use a lot. No, tov. How are you feeling? Tov ma'od. So what's a good way to go? Sheyidbak ba'adam. We want to do good. What's the derech? And he says, they looked into the Torah. I'm sure they went out. And they looked into the Torah. Rabbi Lezer, Aymer, Ayin Toiva, the main thing is to have a good eye. It means to see good in others. That's what that means. Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer, Chavar Toiv. Chavar Toiv means not just be a good friend. It means connect with somebody. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shachin Toiv, be a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Haroya es Hanoilet. Derech Toiva is somebody who can look at what's going on now and see what's going to come out of this. You see, when we're making big decisions, you know, Ani HaKotan, when somebody asks me a question, I try to take my responsibility seriously, and I shake, not about the question. It's easy to look in a shach and a taz, or to Google an answer. But what you're not knowing is haroyas hanoilet. You know, what's the ois kumen from this answer? Our Rebbe used to always say, 20 years tells the story. Yeah. Was that a good shidduch? Was that not a good shidduch? Was that a good move? Not a good move? 20 years tells the story. He was probably a Baal Ruach HaKodesh because I'm way past the 20 years. I still don't know if what the story is. It's not so pleasant in 20 years. But anyways, that's what he said, Arayas HaNoilet. And then came the famous Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch, Oimer Lev type. You know, the good thing is to have a lev tov, good-hearted. Amar Lahen and Rabbi Yochanan, this is what they came back with, yeah? So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Amar Lahen, he said to his Talmidim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, he said to his Talmidim, So Midim, when he heard Leiv Toiv, Roya Ani as Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch mitivrechem. Let's be medayik. Not, oh, he's right. That's not what he says. But Roya Ani as Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch mitivrechem. Everything you're saying are the parts of something which its gestalt is even greater than the sum of its parts. Shebechlal Dvarav Divrechem. Because what he's saying, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, is kolel what all of you are saying. Adkan. So says the Mishnah. We just learned the Mishnah. Look at here. Says the Bnei Sasser. He asks a number of questions. But he says here as follows. Venerally, he wants to explain it as follows. Here's a yesite, first of all. Whenever there's a question what a word means in Lashon HaKodesh, the klal is you go to the first time that word appears, and whatever it means there, that's a binyan of to every time you see that word. Now, doesn't mean that it means exactly the same thing. There are a number of faces and applications to every word, and for that matter, every letter in the Torah. The Gra tells us that you go to the first time a letter appears, and that helps you understand what that ois is contributing to a word. But certainly every word, this is a klal that's said by Rishonim already, that you want to know what a word is. The Radak says this at the beginning of his Pirush. So what's the first place that says the word Toiv? Everybody push your space bar. Toiv. Toiv Harishain. That wasn't very noisy. Toiv Harishain.
Gracious.
Yes, thank you. Toiv Hanilmad Harishain Hanisker Batira. Huhu Atoiv Akloli. So what is that? So he says, the answer is, skipping a little bit here. Hine Yatsu Atalmidim. The Talmidim went out and they looked for, the Rebbe wants to know what's Toiva. What is goodness? And he says, Yatsu Atalmidim Bedikte Kolechad Min Atoiva Rishon Anamar Batayra. The first place to look, research for our homework, is in the words of the Torah. Shubavadei toiv klali, because that toiv, and this is an important site on the side, that toiv is a toiv klali. Like every word that you find is the klal of that word, and everything else after that's a prat. Hine, and the first toiv is vayar elokim esaor ki toiv. First time it says toiv. First time it says the letter tes, by the way. That's why when the Gemara says haroya tes b'chaloim, if you dream about a tes, did anybody ever do that? You dream about a tes. So if you dream about a tet, so it means that that's a good dream because tes stands for toiv. And that's why in Ashrei, when it has everything according to the letters, the tes is toiv Hashem, lakol v'racham avok l'maso. So what is the first tov in the Torah of Ayar Elikim es ha'or ki toiv? So says Rabbi Eliezer, Hine hatolui hatoiv harishain b'toiras haria. Let's look at the first toiv. It was ria. Bayar elikim asar ki toiv. There was a ria of the toiv. So Rabbi Eliezer says, zem nilmad aderech hatoiv akloli hi ayin toiv. Eyes. Rabbi Yeshua looked at the same pasuk. Look how five talmidei chachamim all see a pasuk differently. Rabbi Yeshua Laman Midichsev, he said, let's look at a wider view of Vayar Elikim Esar Ki Toiv. Rabbi Yeshua Laman Midichsev, if you look one pasuk earlier, Shayachoshech Al Pnei Tohoim, before you had light, you have darkness, yeah? It was Choshech Al Pnei Kol HaTohoim. Vayomer Elikim, he are. Anasa or Chover La Choshech. This is what we say in Marv. But the first thing that happened was there was an erbuvia, that choshech and or were mixed. That was the first thing that happened. And so he understood, I'm sure there's a lot of depth to this, but he understood that from here, what we have to learn is chaver tov, chaver tov. Now, chaver, the shorash of the word chaver is chibur. Chaver is a friend, but a machberes is a notebook, because that was their first idea of binding pages together. So a chibur and a chaver is all the same word. And here are two kind of like opposite things, or and choshech. And Hashem went to the choshech, you know, the Gemara Mesachim is Marech on this, and said, you know, choshech, you go there, or you go there, like that. There was or b'choshech b'erbukya. And he learns from there that Manasa or chaver la ha-choshech, v'yar alikim kitoiv, Hashem saw that the chaberus, the chibur of or b'choshech, is a choshech thing. And if we're going to look at the first Tov, we should look about a chaver. So I just want to expand the idea. It's not just like you should be a good friend to somebody. It's that you need to be involved with society in chaver lashon chibur. You can't be ala makom, which goes back to the, you can't just be in your side and be a philosopher. Suaru. And since I see chaver toiv as people connect to each other, chaver toiv, that's a good thing. Rabbi Yossi Omar. Rabbi Yossi says, shachin toiv, be a good neighbor. Again, this is, by the way, fascinating as it's into itself. Good neighbor. Rareksi vayar lekimus arki toiv vayavdel. Now, why are you looking at the fact that or v'choshech or v'arbuvya? Look at the fact of or, that the or v'choshech separated from each other. And high fences make good neighbors. So, like the yesod of shachem is mind your own business. Now it comes out that now it doesn't mean, you know, you have to be good with your neighbor. You know, you need a cup of sugar or, you know, whatever you need. Not try not to let your merpeset leak into their living room and all that kind of stuff. But all that being said, a shachin toiv is a bit opposite, if you will, of a chaver toiv. A chaver toiv is lashon chibur, and shachin is next to each other, but not intertwined with each other. It's interesting to me, by the way, why the shechina hakedosha is called Shachin Ashoichin B'Soicham and not Hamischaber B'Soicham. Why isn't it the Lashon of Chibur, the Shechina, or the Lashon of Shechinus? I'm not going to answer that question right now because I don't know the answer, but it's, I leave it for you to think about Suaru, why that is. So
and why is Mishkan and Shechina different from Mikdash?
Yeah, Mishkan is a lashon of Shechina, which is Emes, and that means that Hashem is Shechin. We're all davening to Hamachzir Shechinasay Letzion. But it feels to me that it's in the gedder of where Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, God, let me get a little bit closer. And Hashem, no. You're on the other machai. Shachin. Somebody saying something?
That was my son on his shiur, sorry.
Okay.
The Rabbi Heber, we also say Matovo Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanasecha. And there we're talking about that their doors were not, you know, the doors of their tents were not mechuvan one to the other.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So how does that
connect? That's exactly right. We were shachin toiv.
Right. Okay.
Privacy. So, it's so interesting, like, you know, there's a big struggle with, always between a Talmud and a Rebbe, I think. Because you know it's a new kind of relationship. It's not a shachin, it's not a chaver, it's a rebbe, and it's you know, you want to be close, but you don't want to be too close. As a Pirkei Avos says, you know, hizoher b'gachaloson shel tzadikim, you got to be very careful because you get too close, So there's a burn there. So it's kind of like a very, very balanced relationship. I would say that there's probably a big yearning on the part of every Rebbe to be very, very close to the Talmud, but as an avoda is to you know, stay a little bit close. And this is true, by the way, whether it's a second grade Rebbe or adult Rebbe or a Hasidic Rebbe. It's a very, very difficult balance that has to be made. So Shem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmidei Chacham. I know Chazal say that your Rebbe, from a bit of far, looks like a diamond. But you get closer, it looks like gold. So closer, it looks like kesef. And when you get completely too close, it's not that the Rebbe has changed or there's anything wrong, but the border is down. So
maybe that's shot in Aseilach HaRav, that you know, Af Al Pi that he's a human being and you'll ultimately be disappointed.
Yeah, I always mention that, like, I was zocheh to a good Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov here on the screen has the same Rebbe. Much of Klal Yisrael has the same Rebbe. But, I thought I might have mentioned this before, but just a personal thing. There's always these guys around in the yeshiva, out of the yeshiva, you know, that they always, like, whenever they're around a gadol, you know, whether it was our Rebbe or whoever it might be, Rabbi Yashuv, you know, all the gadolim at that time, they always had something to talk to them about. Like, it was like an amazing thing. Like, they always like had something kind of a good shayla of this, and they got a good smile out of the Rebbe. They always had something to talk about. And I was always, personally, I was very close to my Rebbe, but and I lived in his house. But I was always very envious of these people that always have something to talk about, because, like, when I got into the Dalet Amos of Rav Yashuv or Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach or the Stipler, I mean, plastered against the wall. I lost everything that I have to say. I wasn't going to schmooze out to see the latest Reb Chaim or something like that. And it was just very, very interesting. And I was always very kind of upset at myself for that, because maybe I could have learned more from them. But then I saw in the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch in Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah in Yerideya, so the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch bring a lesson to the Rambam, I think, in the Gris Rambam, that they say that, you know, how do you what's the pshat in having a Rebbe, is that there should be somebody in the world that you have a pachad of, that's intimidating to you, that you have the kind of covenant you're for, that you're not just jumping into their life. You know, so so I felt validated by that. But it's very interesting. The relationship is very interesting. But anyways, it's not a chaver, and it's not a shachin, which requires high walls, but it's a Rebbe. It's a whole different kind of a thing. So then comes, let's get to the point here, if we do, Reb Shimon Oymer Haroyas HaNoilad. Reb Shimon says Haroyas HaNoilad, being able to see, extrapolate from the present into the future. Because when we say the pasuk of Toiv, Darshu Chazal, Av Shetzifa Sofa Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Masein Shal Rishayim. What was the Or Ki Tov? The Or Ki Tov was the Gemara says this in Avodah Zarah, was the Or Hagonus. The Gemara says this, that Hashem had this Or, and then he saw Rishayim in the world, and he saw that this Or is going to be abused. So he took the Or and he was going as it l'tzadikim la'asad lavai. So we don't know this Or. We don't see this Or Kitov. We see an Or, but we don't see the Or Kitov. We don't see the whole thing because the Kodesh Baruch Hu put it in Geniza. So he says, well, what do you see from a Kodesh Baruch Hu here? What do you see from Hashem? That he was a Roya as an island. Like, I can't just let this be out there. Now, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Agav, that the Or Kitov, the Or Hagonus, is the Torah's Hasid. And we can see with our own eyes how that has been abused over the generations, from Shabsai Tzvi to Madonna. Like, you know, there's an abuse of taking, and I want to explain that, because he's going to explain that. But there's a sort of gishmak, if you will, of jumping to the Or Hagonus and trying to internalize that. So we'll talk more about that. That's that's the Narayas HaNoilu. Okay, Tachlis. Hine nishma toiva kloli hu Narayas HaNoilu. Rebbe Lazer ben Arach oimer. Rebbe Lazer ben Arach says, Leiv toiv. Leiv toiv. Ki me'ascholos ha-toira. Listen to this, gentlemen, the genius of Na'isosha. Ki hascholos ha-toira bereshis, from the words bereshis bara elikim. Ad tevas toiv, lamed bez beis tevas. There are 32 letters, 32 words rather. I counted them. I didn't trust them. The 33rd word is toiv. There's 32. 33rd word is toiv. Think Lag BaOmer. So what do you get to Tov? What do you need to get to the word Tov? Lev, Lamed Beis. So when we're talking about Lev Tov, we're talking about this is how we're going to get very, very real, very, very practical. This is how we're going to get to the Or Ki Tov is by going through the Lamed Beis. And what's important here is that from the word tov till there's another 17 from the 32 starting with tov, you count 17 more words, which gets you to 32 and 17, 49, which is the mem tes yemei. A sphera. And it's also, of course, the days between it's Mitzrayim and Mount Torah. And it's also, we went to Mitzrayim down the Memtes Sharei Tuma. And now we need to climb up Memtes Sharei Bina. And Mount Torah itself is the Shar Hanun. I want you to just keep these numbers in mind, because it's not a bunch of, you know, cute gematrias. We're talking about very, very serious stuff here. So Agav, he doesn't, but I did. I've counted what's the 49th word in the Torah. I don't know why he doesn't do that. But I had the Chumash open, so I just kept counting. 33, 34, 35, 36. 49th word is, 50th word rather, is Boker. Boker. Vayera, Vayi Boker. So, what's the difference? You see what happens? On the 33rd day, which is Hoyt Shibahoyt, we've reached Lev Tov. What do we do with the Lev Tov, which is Or? Explain why it's Or in a minute. Or, well, we know it's Or Ki Tov. We go from Or to Boker. What's the difference between Or and Boker? Rabotai. What's the difference between Or, a light, Boker?
The
Ishtamshus of the Or.
Excuse me. You have Or without Boker. The moon also gives Or. They're Ma'oros. They're two Ma'oros. Birkei Shemayim. The Chama and Levana.
So what's the difference between Or and Boker?
Or it's time. Or is a thing. Boker is time. Period. Could pass.
Boker shows the source, and Or is before the source. It's the light that emanates from that source, but you don't see the source at that point.
I would say that the Boker might be Levaker, to tell the difference, to differentiate. We keep coming back to the value of differentiation.
Did you see I just gave you a thumbs up? Look, Boker is a lashon of Bikoret, distinction. You know, look in Shulchan Aruch, all the simonim of Boker is Ad Shiyavdil Bein Chelis Lovam. You can tell the blue and white nitzitzes. Distinction. until you can see Pnei Chaveroi Berichut Galad Amos. Another opinion. Meaning, you can see a person walking in the dark, but who the heck is that? Maybe you can see the way he walks. What you're seeing is enough or to be see it's a person, but boker means I can tell the difference. And it's not boker until I see particularly who the person is with in front of me. Achiras Chaveroi. I can tell who you are. It's not just one big blob. All people are the same. Or must be a chassid. Like, it's not. No, it's very, very individualized. The idea of boker. So the thing is like this: that we have or kitov, and we work ourselves up to the 50th. This is my drasha, not the B'nai Soscher. So we work ourselves up to the 50th, and morning has broken, right? We have the first morning. So the morning is where everything becomes clear. So it's so logical in Mastavra that that means that the Shar Hanun of Mount Torah has now opened. And Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch, just to get through this to, 1 minute here, that's where all good emanates from the heart. Okay, number Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Royani. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to tell me to my see Shibachal Dvar of Divrechem, that if you want to count, you can look at it technically. Everything that you said, you're going back at one pasuk, you're going back to Psukim. He's going back to the beginning, Lamed Beis Oisia. So everything that you said is included in him. And everything, but on a deep level, he needs to say that if you have a Lev Tov, I'll call you up and say that. If you don't have a Lev Tov, it won't be good. Now, I want to finish this on Sunday, but because it's just, we're getting, this is very important, Diburim, and gets us right back to the Nefesh HaChaim. But I do want to say the following, that just a little bit of history here again. Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch, who said Lev Tov, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch became the closest Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was thrown out of Yerushalayim, he turned to Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch turned to him and said, "Teach us the Maisa Merkava." Gemara in Chulin, "Teach us the Maisa Merkava." And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, just like Yecheskel Hanavi did when he left Yerushalayim, and he had the Mar of the Mar Merkava, Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch saw it was appropriate that when we're leaving Yerushalayim here again by Chorban by Yesheni, we need to learn about the Maisa Merkava. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yared Min Asus, Yared Min HaChamar, he got off his Chamar and he sat down and he taught his Talmud Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch the Maisa Merkava, the highest level of Soid that we know of, with the fire of Yerushalayim burning behind them. Now, what's interesting here historically is then where did Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch go? So where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to Yavne, Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch was tired, and he went to Medina Sayyam, and he went to Cyprus. He got to Cyprus, Kafrisim. Cyprus is Medina Sayyam. And the Gemara tells, the Medrash says, that he went to a place, Makom She'aitzim Yofim V'haperos Mesukim, and Nahor Yovar Bineyam, and there was no Romans on our hands. There was no, it's hard to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Medina Sayyam. That's what the Gemara says about Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch. Vishoha Sham, listen to this, and he lived there ad sheshachach kol Talmudoi.
Where does it say that?
It's the Yalkut Shimoni in Mishlei. I will bring it to the table. Ad sheshachach, there's a Gemara version of this in the Gemara also. Hello. Like, okay, he went to Medina Sayyam. I think I would have gone to Medina Sayyam too. But he went to Medina Sayyam.
And what happened? That is a shocking statement.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch, like Koraz, I mean, talk about like a post-Holocaust reaction. He saw the burning of Yerushalayim, and he went to Medina Sayyam. Okay, so sit and learn in Medina Sayyam. Find yourself a little shul or a vinkel, And then they found him. Whatever happened, where in the world is Elazar ben Arach? And they found him. And he said, they found him, Chachamim were traveling, and they found him. This part is in the Gemara already. And they opened up a chumash to talk with him. And he couldn't remember how to read. And he read the pasuk, Parshas HaShavua, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Rosh HaChadoshim. He mistaken the Dalet for a Resh. He mistaken the Chav for a base. And he read it. Oh, I can read this. HaCheresh Haya Li Bum. Was this a mistake, or was this a very, very deep cry from deep inside the neshama? Acheresh, death is my heart. Acheresh hayo libam. Hiskel achachamim livkais l'tzavich. Chachamim, you don't know how to read the most pashut of pasuk in the Torah. Acheresh hazeh lochem, like how could this be? Acheresh hayo libam. V'hispalu lo alav, and they davened, and they cried. They were there in Medinas Hayam. It's a wonderful story in the Chazal. They davened for him. Ad shehechzer l'kol tayrosai. Until he became a Talmud Chacham again. I don't know if that took a minute or a year or the rest of his life. And he became again, Karulai, Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. So I tell you, Pirosh Yaakov Haber. If you learned some math when you were a kid and you have nothing to do with it, you'll probably forget it. And you'll probably forget your history and your geography, and you'll probably forget your Torah if you don't stay with it. Shakach kol Talmuda. The only factor that remains is the lave tov. And what I mean by that is that if we can internalize what we've learned into our lave, figuratively lave, it never can go away. It can just get blocked, hidden, covered, smothered, smeared, and don't go away. Hacheresh hayalibam meant, I can't, like, my leg, I'm in Medina Sayyam way too long. And what happened was, Talmidim talked with him, and they davened with him, and they learned with him. And they were his Talmidim, and with the Tsar. And the leiv tov, it's like taking a tarnished silver becher and just giving it a polish. And all of a sudden, the cheresh ayalibam started to shine. The lave started to shine until he saw the clarity of daika hachoydesh hazelachem. We can always renew.
Rabbi, what's interesting is also that's the first Rashi said that the chodesh hazelachem should have been where the Torah would have started from. That's the first mitzvah that Israel got.
That's where it should have started from because, very good, Bill, very good. It's very good because it's the first mitzvah in the sense that what Rosh Chodesh teaches us is you always have to be mitchadesh. But here's the important story here. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was this. And I'm sorry, I'm a little bit over time, but hear me out on this. We guys are all going into Golos. Some of us are going to Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai himself didn't go to Yavne, by the way. He didn't go to Yavne. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to Medina Sayam. Tenli Yavne v'chachamel. Yavne was Yavne, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel became the Nasi of Yavne, and that went on from there in history.
But Yochanan Zakkai never went there?
Never went to Yavne.
Wow.
He went to Bror Chayil, which is today a village about 30 kilometers away, to Yavne. How telling is that? But what he was saying to them is, and I think this is, like, let's absorb this, that we're going into Golos. It's not going to be the Yerushalayim Shalpam here. It's not going to be, we're not going to be surrounded with the type of environment that we've been surrounded with for the last 500 years. And before that, for the Habayis Rishon. No, we're going into galus. We're going to end up in far-flung places. We're going to end up in Dinas Hayam. We're going to end up in the Soviet Union. We're going to end up wherever we end up, Siberia. But the thing is, or America. But the thing is that Tzu'uru, this is a very good time, Talmidim, to go out and look. Mahi Adarach HaToiva, Shivar Alei HaAdam, Yidbak BaAdam, like, what's the way to be? What's the way to preserve the Torah and the Godless and the Yiddishkeit that you have? And there's all kinds of things you can do. Shachin Torah, Chavar Torah, Vayin Torah, there's all kinds of things you can do. But the thing that's going to last through Medinas Hayam is going to be the Lev Tov. Because even if you lose it, it's in there somewhere. And I think that's the importance of that Mishnah. And I think it's so important, which what he's going to teach us, and I spent a few minutes on Sunday, of what happens, and this gets us back to our Lamas that we were talking about, what happens on Or Lamed, Yom Lamed Gimel, which is the Yom of Or, all the way to the Toiv, 17 days later, you get it, Lev Tov, all the way to the word Boker. Now that's a whole new reality. The reality of Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch and the Lev Tov. Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry for going over time.
That's all B'nai Yisrael's divorce there, on that they went out and analyzed Tov.
Yes, it's all here on the third paragraph. Is it?
And how they analyzed it.
Thank you so much.
It's all, each one analyzed the pasuk differently.
According to B'nai Yisrael, that's how they did it.
According to B'nai Yisrael.
So, but also you said that he was a Sacher Chavar Rebbe. He wasn't a Sacher Chavar Rebbe. He was from Dinov.
Yeah. From him came Sacher Chavar, yes?
No.
Why?
From Kutz came Sacher Chavar.
Kutz. Thank you. Thank you for the
question. Also wanted to add a small note. The word Tov, the gematria is 17.
Yes. That's why there's 17 words.
Right. So, exactly.
That's why I counted the 17 words.
Right.
All together, also, 49. Yeah.
Rav, lahagi baboker chasdecha. You have to tell it over. All you see the chesed. I don't know. It just came to me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. My error. Yes. Let's fix that.
Is there tomorrow? Is there another Zoomzitz?
Near Tashem, 4:30.
4:30 Zoomzitz.
Together. Until the shul is open. Or the base mikdash is built, or whatever's supposed to happen. Everyone, please stay safe. You know, this is, you know, I just want to say, I'm out of care for everybody that, you know, like, I know the economy's opening and everything's opening, but that doesn't mean we should be careless because, you know, we're playing with fire here. I don't think it's a smart thing to be in denial of the fact that we're playing with fire. God forbid, I just heard another story from America by Elena just yesterday. Somebody went on a ventilator, Hamashiach. And so we lost Leilenu, over a thousand from Jews. With this thing. So, yes, I'm saying get your economy going, but just wear a mask, is all I'm saying. Okay. Baruch Hatzlach, have a good day.
Okay.